This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This post that the President of the United States just made may be the scariest thing I've ever seen. We have a senile grandpa in the Oval Office who's beefing with subcontractors. Like, here's a sentence that has never been said before, but it's true today. The President of the United States spent his weekend on the golf course beefing with subcontractors who he claims messed up the renovation of the Rose Garden by leaving a scratch somewhere on the concrete. Donald Trump sent a long, raging post and attached a 40-second video attacking a specific subcontractor that he apparently began yelling at. There are so many directions I want to take this, but let me just back up. I was driving home to visit my parents and take care of the dogs for the weekend when I saw this post, and I wasn't even going to cover it. But then I realized this is more indicative of his cognitive decline than anything that we've covered over the past few weeks. I mean, the purple marks are one thing, but the fact that the president is going on senile tantrums on his Truth Social account, this is a whole new level of delusion and derangement. But secondly, it's a good excuse to talk a little bit about the Epstein files in the cover up there, which we will get to. Thirdly, I just want to see Trump supporters squirming trying to defend the President of the United States using his weekend, golfing, while Ukraine is being bombed, Gaza is being relentlessly bombed and starved, the tariff war that Trump has started has not ended, the inflation is only going to increase and increase, and this is what Trump is posting about. So before we even dig in here, let's just go back a few years. Donald Trump is somebody who is known to stiff contractors. And the way that it works is actually pretty sick. Like, listen to how this works. Donald Trump knows that if he's worth billions of dollars and he's hiring contractors that literally have nothing, they rely on the weekly paycheck to put food on their table like the average American. He knows that if he stiffs them and their subcontractors, they can't do anything about it. They don't have the money to take it to court. If they did, Trump has more money. Trump has more lawyers. He can prolong the process to such an extent that contractors are just bled dry. This happened over and over. And this reads, weak from heart surgery and a sepsis infection that would soon kill her, Patricia Pohn was resting at home last summer when an apparition appeared on the TV. A famous businessman who had struck a deal with her husband years before. He's a crook, she roared, according to a son who was with her that day. I can't listen to this. 25 years had passed, a quarter of a century had passed, since Donald Trump refused to pay the $1.2 million for the paving stones her late husband installed at Atlantic City's Taj Mahal Casino. But for Pohn and others like her, the dozens of contractors and their families who never got all they were owed, it basically happened yesterday. Not only the contractors who need the money, but then the subcontractors, the people that they hire. This ruins lives. The contractor who provided the onion domes atop the Taj had to eat $2 million in losses. The contractor who supplied the Carrara marble from Italy ended up filing for personal bankruptcy. The contractor who put in the bathroom partitions had to lay off his brother. This is no joke. This is coming from the Associated Press. Everybody that Donald Trump contracted to help build this Taj Mahal casino had to eat the loss because he stiffed them over and over and over. That's why I find it uniquely disgusting that he had the goal to post this. Now, I'm going to read it, but before I even do, a few things. We need to release the Epstein files. Here's the quick timeline in 60 seconds or less. About 3 months ago, Elon Musk made a post saying Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, that's why they won't release them. Then, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, said the list actually doesn't exist. Then people found a video of her in February saying, wait, the list is right on my desk, so which one is it? Then they open an investigation and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who was Trump's personal lawyer during the campaign, has a closed-door meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. Then Ghislaine Maxwell is moved from a maximum security prison to a minimum security prison with other celebrities, women celebrities like Elizabeth Holmes, where Ghislaine Maxwell can then mingle. Then the administration thought it would go away. They thought it would go away, but we've been covering it relentlessly all day, no matter how much Trump distracts with this. But he says, I used, at the White House, the most beautiful marble and stone available anywhere. Services are very important to me as a builder. Why does he capitalize builder? As everyone knows, I built many great buildings and other things over the years. At the White House, I am very proud of the beautiful stonework we did in the Rose Garden, in this case, using Limestone Plus. The Rose Garden is completed and far more beautiful than anyone had ever had in mind when it was conceived of decades ago. 3 days ago, while admiring the stonework, I happened to notice a huge gash in the limestone that extended more than 25 yards long. It was deep and nasty. I started yelling, "Who did this? And I want to find out now." And I didn't say this in a nice manner. I wondered, was it vandalism or was it stupidity? Lo and behold, because of the fact that we've installed the finest security equipment anywhere, they've brought back the stupid people with their boss watching and sunglasses. It was a subcontractor that was installing heavy landscaping on a steel cart that was broken and tilting badly, with it rubbing against the soft, beautiful stone. I love and respect great workers and contractors. No, you don't. But something like this should never happen. Now I'll replace the stone, charge the contractor, and never let that contractor work at the White House again. But how great is the video equipment? We caught them cold. Make America great again. What in the delusional derangement is this? There's really a video that he attached of a contractor wheeling a cart and scraping this. Why is Trump beefing with some random subcontractor on Truth Social? This is the most deranged, unhinged thing that I've seen in my entire life. Meanwhile, his approval rating is plummeting. 70% of Americans want him to focus more on lowering prices, meaning people are struggling on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis. People are struggling, and whether we like it or not, it's hard to believe, but a lot of people did vote Donald Trump in to help fix prices. A lot of people thought that this would help fix prices because that's what he campaigned on, yet he's been doing an insane mass deportation, targeting people who are working, trying to build a better life, going and following the proper processes, going to the courthouses. Like, read this contractor story. One of the hardest hit was John Miller, a marble supplier who was owed $3.9 million. As he was walking into a meeting with contractors to share strategies about how to deal with Trump, landscaper Herman Cauchy asked him what he planned to do. Stick it out in hopes of all he was owed? Getting all he was owed? Or take cash at a discount? I don't know, Herman. I need the money. Cauchy recalls Miller responding before the March 1990 meeting. I don't know what's going to happen to us. We could lose everything. Cauchy, who himself was owed more than $500,000, says Miller agreed to take 10 cents on the dollar. But court documents suggest he got about 30 cents on the dollar over the next year. He is now deceased and his family would not respond to repeated calls for comment. Either way, the money wasn't enough. He eventually had to lay off workers, shut down his business, close many of his retail stores, and borrow from his friends to make ends meet. The stress was also building at Hastings Pavement, the company doing the pavement work. So all of the foundations that Trump has built his casinos and hotels on are faulty foundations. I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean that literally. Like, he stiffed the people who helped build this foundational work. So I don't want to hear him complaining about subcontractors. It's sick that people like this succeed in our society. And listen, I'm 22 years old. I hope to live to see a day and to shape a future where the people who are rising to the top and who are succeeding are not narcissistic, freakish scumbags, people who will scam other people just to get ahead. We want to create a society of empathy where people are able to get by and not be scammed like this. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.